Today, Pastor Judy's sermon titles, What Are We Here on Earth For? 今天Judy 牧师的正道题目是我们在这世上做什么。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早安。
Okay. First of all, I want to just say something about how this sermon and how any of my sermons come to be.
我在跟大家分享我的话语之前，我先跟大家分享一下，这些话语是怎么样来的，我怎么样准备我的讲道。
I've listened all of my life to many pastors.And to many good teachers of the Word of God.
So, 我在这我生命当中听了很多的这个牧师的讲道。
I have immense respect for them now, more than ever, having to do so many sermons now.
我现在开始要讲道的时候，我才对我之前听到的每个的牧师的讲道，真是对他们有万分的敬佩。
The majority of my role before this time has been in teaching, and teaching with scripture, and not even with a translator, except during different big group meetings.
在我之前的话，我是在做教导的工作，但是经常是没有这个打断的人在旁边翻译。但是我很多的东西就是在做教导，然后做一些训练的事情。
So I have immense respect for Eric and for all of you that have taken turns translating for me.
所以他不然不对我们这个打岔的人不非常建议。
I spend a lot of time in prayer.
我在很多时间花上功夫祷告。
I spend a lot of time asking God.What do you want to say this week for these people?
我一直问上帝，我的神，我要对你们说些什么话。
So that's why I just want you to know that I don't just pull it out and go, okay, let's do it this way. You know, I don't have preconceived ideas.As to what to say to you.
所以说我在跟大家讲我的话语当中，我的这些讯息其实都不是随便拿来的，都是经过神祷告过之后的。
I feel perfectly at ease telling you that the Holy Spirit is who guides me in what I teach and what I bring before you each time I come here.
所以说我很安心的跟大家去分享，我每次来跟大家分享话语，都是神在我心里当中放下的一些话语跟大家分享的。
I take it very seriously.
我对这些话语非常的谨慎。
Okay, so today, I want to pass on and to have you gain a little joy this morning as we weave together that long group of Scripture, and actually, a lot of times lately, he gives me three different scriptures to weave together to bring his truth.
So, 我今天早上跟大家分享的话语是经过交织之城要跟大家分享的。神放在我心里面有三段的话语。
Okay, but does that mean that these are the only three passages today that carry this theme?
但是，是不是就只有我今天跟大家讲的主题，是不是就只有这三个话语呢
？No way，
绝对不是的啦。
The whole of the truth in the Bible points to more than these, but the message today points to these.
它的整个这个圣经里面的一些真理有很多的东西，让我今天要跟大家分享的，就专别在这三段的话语当中。
So we're going to look at some truths.
所以我们跟大家分享有一些真理。
Truth number one, we all have a purpose here on earth.
我们大家每个人都有一个目标目的在这个世上。
Truth number two, we will learn that there are only two types of people here on this planet.
第二个圣经的道理是，这个世界上总结之下来只有两种类人。
God the Father and creator of all of us human creatures has ordained or put us in this place for a purpose.
这个创造我们的神已经把我们安立在生活在这个世上。
Truth number three, according to what we read today, we can all conclude, according to the truth, that we know that we're all supposed to have the same purpose.
在经过分享之后，我们每个人都会有同样的一个目的目标目的。
Some of you may go, how can that be?
有些人会发现，为什么会这样呢？会有同一个目标呢？
In 1 Peter 2, 8b, it tells us that some people stumble and become disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed.
所以说在这个彼得前书第二章第八节讲，有些人因为不遵守神的话，结果跌倒了，但是跌倒的原因是因为他们跌倒的地方是
So the disobedient to the word are also appointed to obey. Everyone is appointed to obey God.
所以每个人都是已经有命定指派的，要去遵循神的话语。
But then there is this thing called free will that God gives each and every one of us.
大家我们都知道，神让我们有一个自由的意志，每一个人。As
you can see, all of us have a choice to make which path to go on.
大家知道，走到这个双岔路的时候，每个人都有一个自由的意愿，你可以选择你要走什么路。Yet
in this passage, Bible tells us that there are those in life that are choosing to not obey the word.
所以有些人在这个世上，他选择的就是不愿意去遵循神的话语。This
is a good picture of that. I was once asked if you could be any animal on this planet, what would you be?
所以说，在这个是一个很好的一个图画。如果说大家给一个选择，在这个世上你要变成哪一类的动物，你要变哪一种？
This was asked to me by a pastor.
这是以前有一个牧师问我这一句话。
My answer to him, I had a ready answer.
我对他的回答是这样子的。
If I had to be any animal, I would be a salmon.
所以我要是要变成一个地球上一个动物，我要是变成一个，这叫做 salmon 怎么翻呢？
Now you think that's funny. Now listen, salmon. What do? They go upstream while everybody else is going downstream.
因为你知道这个 salmon 它是往上游游的一种特别的鱼。
They don't have it easy.
它过的生命你也知道它不是非常很简单的，要上游。
They have to go against the current.
它们必须要逆流而上。
The amazing thing about salmon is that in Oregon, we lived on the river. And you could see the schools of salmon going upstream at different times.
在我住的那奥利冈的地方，你可以看到一群的这个salmon的鱼往上游，上游流。
And you knew that when they got to the dam, they were going to have to climb up even the locks of the dam.
那你知道，要碰到这个水坝了，就要怎么样？要跳跃水坝。
And then they would have to go up the streams of the mountains. The smaller streams.
要越往上走，就越溪流的越小，越往上站的时候。
And when they got to the end, what did they do?
最后，他游到上面的那个上游之后呢？
They made more salmon.
他们那时候就产卵，就更多的小小三目鱼。
To me, that is a Christ-like walk. We have to go against the current of our current life and surroundings.
对我来讲，这真是一个很好的类比。耶稣基督就是要我们要经过这么样的一个挣扎，有一个更好的一个新的生命。That
means it will not be easy.
这基本上是生命不是简单的。
But we will, our goal is to bear more fruit.
但是我们的基本的重要目标就是结更多的果实。
Okay, so we have free will.
所以说我们有自由的意志，不是吗？
And we know, according to Scripture, everyone is appointed to be obedient to God.
所以说在根据圣经的话语，是每个人根据圣经都要遵循神的话语。
To those who believe and obey Him and His Word, He says that we are a chosen people.
他对遵循他话的神家讲说，我们是被他选取的国度。
A royal priesthood.
是一个君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
是一个圣洁的国度。
We are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
我们是神选择出来来敬拜他，从然后进入他一个真光当中。
And when we do that, in Colossians it says that we are conveyed.Into His kingdom.
在这个哥罗西书就这样讲，就慢慢从这边就进入神的国度。
Amazingly, a conveyor belt. We all see conveyor belts even at the grocery store, right?
我们都看到这个所谓的运输带。
Put the item at the end, it goes to the other, right?
你在买东西的时候，
we're conveyed into His kingdom.
所以我们从经过运输带，从这一个国度到进入神的国度。
When we receive Christ.
当我们在接受。
Now we're going to weave that thought into the account in John 3 that we read, where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, who is a righteous man who has noticed something special about Jesus.
当我们在开始就讲到这个约翰福音第三章的时候，讲到这个尼哥底母，这个是一个法利赛人，他知道耶稣基督。
Sorry.Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
我刚才讲，尼哥底母是一个法利赛人。
A big ruler on the Jewish council.
他是一个对，等于是耶稣犹太人一个信教的一个解释他们立法的一个组织。
Nicodemus came to Jesus at night.
他从晚上，尼哥底母按照圣经我们念了，他晚上去寻找耶稣。
And he noticed that Jesus was a teacher who has come from God.
他非常的清楚，他是一个从神而来的教师。
Now a Pharisee, according to Josephus, who is a historian of those times, states that Pharisees were actually a body of Jews who professed to be more religious than the rest.And that they're able to explain all the laws more precisely to all of us.
根据一个圣经学家叫做 Josephus， 他讲的这个耶利赛人法利赛人是一群能够解释这律法里面的律法犹太律法里面精简的东西，而且能够讲得非常的仔细。
As you can see, Pharisees were easily recognizable.
所以说你就知道，法利赛人是非常容易能够认出来的。
They're not a common people. They wear different clothes, garments than the rest.
他们穿的衣服是不同，跟一般人穿的衣服不一样。
They want to live in strict adherence to the law, and they will come along. They were like the morality police that would come through the marketplace and through.To the people, and their favorite thing was to point the finger and tell the law and to condemn the person.
他们过着非常严厉、严谨的生活，经常到了就是大家集会的地方，比如说是卖菜市场，去指责人家行为的错误。
They wanted everyone to obey every jot and tittle of the law.
他们要大家遵守所谓律法里面的一点一画。
Now, when Nicodemus came to Jesus.He even went on to applaud, basically, the signs that Jesus had been doing by letting him know that he knew that Jesus could not do any of these things if God were not with him.
在尼哥底母在接近耶稣基督的时候，甚至在赞赏他这些神迹。 如果不是因为神在后面的话，他什么都不能做的。
So we have to ask, if we're like Jesus, can people see that there is something different, that God is doing something through us?
所以我们这样知道说，当看到是不是像耶稣基督这样一个方式，我们是不是人可以看到我们中间在耶稣基督在我们生活上面的见证。
It's not surprising, though, Jesus does not leave Nicodemus in the dark, so to speak, but he lets him in on the greatest truth and secret of all times.
所以说在这样在尼哥底母这样的好学之后，耶稣基督就没有让隐瞒他，继续引导他一个最正确的一个真理。
Jesus tells Nicodemus he has to be born again.
耶稣基督跟他讲说，你必须要重生。
This person who does teaching from God tells the high Pharisee, you have to be born again.
像你可以思想那个景色，一个教师跟一个在法律赛人，一个很有权威的一个法律等于法律顾问跟他讲说，你必须要重生。
Jesus is always doing this. Whenever people would confront him, I love how he deals with things because he always goes to the heart of that person.
我是非常非常非常这个欣赏这个耶稣基督怎么样去把一个问题的症结指出来，就像这里这个方式。
This Nicodemus was going to soon learn that the law cannot do that.
他也就知道，因为尼哥底母讲，就是在律法上面是没办法做这方面的事情的。
All the teaching in the world can't do it.
所有的在世上的教
，sacrifices and offerings can't do it.
所有的侍奉都没办法做的。
No, man must be born again.
一定要人必须要重生才能够得到这个永生。
All of us in the church know this term. We proclaim it as true. Being born again.
所以说在教堂走过一阵子，大家都知道人都必须要重生。
But Nicodemus, high up in the church or synagogue of that time, couldn't get it at first.
但是你知道，这是我们大家都知道的。但是尼哥底母在当时的时间，他是在犹太这个法利赛人很高阶的一个顾问。他竟然连这些基本的东西他都不知道。
His first response is how.
他最后
，How can a man be born again?
他的直接反应是怎么可能要重生呢
？And then he tells us another thing. He's old. How can this happen when I'm old? When you're old?
另外他的反应，我现在这么老了，还怎么样去重生呢
？Very good question.
是很好的一个问题。
Jesus was waiting for this question, though. Nicodemus knows that surely man cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. And I love this picture because you can envision that Nicodemus is thinking in his head as an older man, how can I be born again and be a baby and start?All over.
你可以想想看，那个在尼哥底母这个心里面在想，他这么老，像那屏幕上面讲，这么老的老，是不是我要就像重生，再像一个小孩、小婴儿再重生一遍？耶稣基督是不是这样讲
？He even tells Nicodemus. Nicodemus even says, "You can't go back into your mother's womb."
尼哥底母自己知道是，你不可能再回去妈妈的肚子里面吗？不可能的事情吗？
There's no magical, mystical way to do that, is there?
绝对是没有任何有想到的方式能够再回去妈妈的肚子里面。
No mama would tolerate that. No way.
没有母亲会给一个小朋友说：“阿甘，你再进来一次吧。”不可能。
But there's no do-over.
不可能再重做。
There's no reset button.
没有一个所谓的重定的一个任何一个装置。
We can't go back to our mamas and want to come back.On this planet, afresh and have our slate wiped clean.
我们不可能进到妈妈的肚子里面，重新开始把所有我们以前做过的罪犯全部都消除。
I can't click a button.
也没有任何一个按钮能够一按，什么东西都解决的。
Jesus must have smiled at the thought. I think he loved this moment with the great Nicodemus because he proceeds to bring him into the truth of who he is and how he can have this redo and have his slate wiped clean again.
耶稣基督在这方面非常的这个很享受这一段时间跟尼哥底母这样交通，也让尼哥底母能够完全了解他是没办法利用他想象的方式重生。
Here is words here to Nicodemus and to all of us who want to have a fresh start. I can even remember as a high school person thinking, I wonder what it would be like to all of a sudden be transported or be someplace else and be in a new school and have a new start.
所以就像我们对一个高中生来讲，怎么样能够重新开始？ 然后换到一个新的学校一样，从头开始。
And how much more so as an older person with all of our mistakes and failures and things that have happened in life, wouldn't we want to start over?
所以像我们这样年纪到了某个程度，是不是有做了很多坏的事情？我们是不是想办法要重新再来一次呢？曾经有这样想法。
But Jesus tells Nicodemus and all of us, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of the word of the water and the spirit.
就说耶稣基督直接讲了非常的仔细，没有一个人能够进入神的国，如果不是从水跟灵而重生。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
这个肉体生的就是肉体，灵命受的就是真理。
That's an amazing, amazing statement. When I came upon that statement, I noticed in the scriptures that he says the spirit has to give birth to the spirit.
这时候我就知道，就是必须一个所谓有圣灵才能够产生圣灵。
Each man has spirit in him.
我们每个人都有一个灵命在我们身上。
Look at the Bible, though. That spirit that's in us is little s.
那你要是把你的圣经翻开来看，我们这个 spirit 是小，在英文字里面是小的那个 spirit.
But the spirit that gives birth to the spirit is big s, deity, God's spirit has to give birth to our spirit.
给这所有 spirit 的那一个 Holy Spirit， 它是一个大写，是专有名词。
In the flesh, we can only give birth here on earth to fleshly creatures that each will have a spirit in them.
这时候，在这世上，你就只能经过肉体产生这个一个生命，然后这个灵才能够住在里面。But
the same spirit that's from the very beginning of time, the same spirit, Genesis 1:1, it says, when everything was on earth was formless and empty and darkness was over the surface of the deep, that same spirit hovered over the waters and brought light when God said, let there be light.
这个同样的这一个圣灵就是在创世纪第一章所记载的同样一个圣灵，起初神创天地，地是虚空，混沌，深渊一片黑暗，神的灵运行在水面。
And that same spirit was what the angel told Mary, that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and the power of the Most High would overshadow her.
这同样一个灵也是在玛利亚那时候一个圣灵降在她身上，有从最高降在她身上的那一个灵。
So the Holy One that was to be born would be called the Son of God.
所以说，当这诞生的生下来这个人就会叫做是神子，人的人啊，神子。
The greatest gift is that the Holy Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son Jesus is the very one who gives us the ability to believe in the Son of Man, who was lifted up so that we can enter heaven.
在这个圣灵当中，在天父跟圣子之前，那个圣灵也是今天同样一个让我们能够相信诞生这个神子的这个圣灵，同样的一个灵。
He's the one who gives new life and makes us born again.
他也是让我们能够有生命，有个新生命，让我们能够重新的得生的这个灵。
The great gift passage to all of us as believers is found in John 3:16.
我们都知道这个给所有信徒最大的一个鼓舞的就是约翰福音第三章第十六节。
We can all say it together, right?
我们可以大家一起念。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
中文是这样讲的：神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，换得永生。
But in the next two verses, after being born again, after believing, we find that whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already.Because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
在接下来在讲的是信他的就不会定罪，但是不信他的罪已经定了，因为不信神的儿子。
Okay, remember in a previous sermon, I was trying to get across the difference between belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, and believe with.V in it, okay? Belief is the concept, the idea of knowing what you know. But to believe, and that's what he's talking about here, whoever believes in him will not stand condemned.
在前几次的跟大家先讲的这个分享当中，我只讲了两个字，一个是 believe, 是一个信仰，但在这方面第三章这个十六节这边讲的，这所谓的 believe 是一个动词，是要一个是一个有动作的，要相信神，而不是光是一个头脑一个知识。Believe 这个 F。
Okay, so believe, remember, is an action word, a verb.
所以我们要知道，这是个我讲的这个 believe 是一个动词，是有动作的。
So it means that you don't just know something up here, you know what to do about something.
它不是光是一个头脑的知识，而是有在行为上面配搭的一个行为。
You put the word to work.
就是要让神的话语让它能够运行。
Now in raising so many children, there was always one thing that would show whether or not they had true understanding.Of any concept that I was trying to teach them.
我养育了很多的孩子，总是有一件事情就知道去测试小朋友知不知道怎么样做这件事情。
And that was to see if they could know it, obey it, and then do it again without being told.
也就是说，他们能够知道，而且能够遵循，然后能够就下去做，这样就是真正的能够做。
Yet many times I would have to say to children, "What are you doing?"
有时候我正在跟小朋友讲说，你到底在做些什么？
You know what you need to do to do that task.
有时候跟他讲说，你知道，真的是在，你知道要怎么样做。
We had discussed it, we had shown, we had exampled, but they acted like they didn't know.
我已经好几次跟他们讲怎么做，而且亲身示范，但是他们作假，好像他们不知道怎么去做。
What is their response? I know what to do.
即使不会做，他们讲了，我知道怎么做。
Any parent have that? The children say, I know what to do.
小朋友经常会讲说，我知道怎么做。
But it's pretty obvious that they did not because they weren't doing it.
因为实际上他根本就是没有做，因为他根本没有去做，他们不知道怎么做。
So like the scriptures that Jesus gives us, even in this passage from John 3:16-17 that we love, Jesus makes it clear that being born again and the truth and the light that we receive from him is something that may be seen plainly.
很多东西我们看这个表面这个字神说 怎么样能够重新重生，或许看了只是表面的一个字。
Like Jesus, Nicodemus knew that what he was doing had been done through God.
他知道这个耶稣基督所做的神迹，绝对是经过神而做的。
And the same is true for the one who is born again. What we do should be done through God.
就像同样的讲法，我们要是重新重生，也是经过神才能够重生。
He goes on to tell us in that scripture that those who refuse his light hate the light because they're afraid that their deeds will be exposed.
就继续下面的几个经典讲说，是有些人怕光，但是去憎恨光，是因为他怕他们的行为被光所反射、照射出来。
Jesus knows who we are.
耶稣基督真的是知道我们是什么样的人。
I recently heard a sermon that included a fact from Revelation.
我最近听了一个讲道，是牵着讲到这个启示录里面一章章节。
The church in Sardis.
这个是在这个
Sardis.
Sardis 这个 church。
Okay, one of the churches that is listed, and he says, I know you have a reputation for doing these things.
我知道这个Sardis Church 有一个做某些事情的一个固定的方式。
But then he goes on to say, but I have this against you.
但是我对你们讲，这些东西是不对的。
And the purpose of that point to me and to should be for all of us is we might have and we all have a reputation whether for good or bad.
我们基本上每个人都有自己的所谓的品誉信誉，不管是好还是坏。
We worry about how we look. Is my hair right? Is my makeup on? Maybe not the guys, but you know they want to have their hair combed or sprayed or whatever. And have I brushed my teeth right? And is my suit good? Are my clothes fine? What kind of shoes should I put on with this outfit? And we have a reputation that comes out looking like we're all good, right?
所以说我们经常会注意外表的打扮、头发、穿着、鞋子，让我们看起来真是我们都看在外表上面看的都很好。
But like the church in Sardis, we can't fool Jesus.
但是就像这个在这个启示里面讲的这个。杀敌这个教会，他没办法去欺骗神。
We come before him, and his light is going to expose what we really are.
我们的接近的时候，神光就神的真光就会照射所有隐藏之处。
So he knows that this Pharisee that's come before him needs to know what to do.
所以说呢，耶稣基督知道这个法利赛人尼哥底母来到他这边，必须要做什么。
And Jesus calls this a verdict.
耶稣讲说，这个就是一个定案。
And yes, we are going to be judged someday. There's going to be a verdict on who we are.
就最后有一个所谓的定罪定案。
And as Jesus gives this contrast of truth, it's so that it may be plainly seen that what he has done.Has been done through God.
所以说，让他这样讲的话，让大家可以看到，完全他做这些事情就是经过神而做。
Maybe you can imagine for just a minute that you're Nicodemus, trying to get this concept.
所以说，你或许把自己想象成你是尼哥底母，尼哥底母要必须要了解这个道理。
He's curious about this man who has done many signs, good and loving things.Taught many truths, even in the synagogue.
他看尼哥底母是你的话，你会想说，这个人做了很多的神迹奇事，做了很多在这个甚至在那个synagogue 那边做了很多的你可以在圣经里面记录的一些事情。
Well, the irony of this story is that Nicodemus comes to the light of Jesus in the dark of night.
对，有时候觉得非常讽刺的是。尼哥底母是在晚上来接近耶稣， 取得一个真光。
He's attracted. He's attracted to the light.
他被这个真光所吸引。
Do we attract people?
我们是不是本身，我们是不是吸引其他人来到我们身边？
So we have to look now at Nicodemus and say, okay, why? Why is Jesus trying to convey this to him?
我们现在看看尼哥底母为什么耶稣基督要去让尼哥底母能够了解这一方面的道理。
He was righteous, and his deeds were good, but his spirit needed to be reborn.
行为正直，很做错事情都没有混法立法，但是他的里面不对。
Here's the thing. We can all think that we have our belief portfolio tied up in a neat package.
我们都只是这样讲，我们都会有一个我们心明的信念，什么样叫做好人，把所有东西都包装得好好的，认为我们是一个好人。
We can have our doctrines and beliefs all lined up. We have been baptized.We tithe, we go to church, Sunday school, maybe even a fellowship group, midweek prayer, read our Bible every day, say our prayers.
就像我们这样子，我们都已经受洗了，然后 Sunday 也过来参加敬拜，礼拜三有祷告，甚至有做十一奉献，什么都遵循得很好，这就是一个 package， 认为我们就是好人。
It's not the belief.It's whether we believe enough to fill in and give love.
这不是你心里面的一种观念，而是我们在心里面的一个动作，是相信能够去爱人。
And it's not just about the deeds; it is about love.
这实际上跟行为可能不是有很大的关系，一切都关乎于爱。
Again, like our children, we can know the right thing to do.But maybe we lack love.
但是就像我们这个，我们知道怎么样子女要怎么样做事情，但是缺少的就是怎么样爱。
And 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that even if we do all of the righteous deeds, we say the right things, we give up ourselves, we get burned at the stake, the list goes on and on. If we do all these righteous things, give to the poor, but we don't have love.Again, it profits us nothing.
所以在哥林多前书第十三章这样讲，我们做了很多符合教义的事情，结果我们就缺乏了一个爱，但是一点也没有办法成就什么。
We have to be born again.
我们必须要重生。
The Spirit gives us that love.
圣灵给我们的就是这个爱。
When we're born again, the love of Jesus, he loves the Father. He always did what the Father told him to do. So then we can become obedient children.
所以说，当我们重生了之后，因为耶稣基督爱他的天父之后，他也爱我们，我们就会变成一个听从神话语的子女。
So we can learn from Nicodemus that the most important thing is to be born again.
所以我们要知道最我们能够学的从尼哥底母这一章学的是怎么样能够重生。
Have you known lately where the Spirit is coming from and where it's going?
你知道这个最近这个灵是从哪边来，从哪边去吗？
We need the Spirit to blow on us again and again.
我们必须要圣灵继续来吹扫我们。
And there's no shame in coming to him to ask to be reborn again and again.
一点都不会觉得惭愧，即使是一个受洗的基督徒，也可以跟耶稣基督讲说，我必须要重生。
So when we look at Nicodemus, we know he's old, he's knowledgeable, a ruler of others, and yet he did come asking.
我们看到的尼哥底母是年纪已经上了一大把了，而且是非常有知识的人。他还是因为这样的情况下，他来要求耶稣基督说：“我可不可以重生？”
Do you want to have eternal life? You have to have the ability to enter the kingdom of God. So you have to ask the Spirit to give birth to your spirit, so that you will not be condemned.
所以说，你必须要永生的话，要进入神的国，你必须要要求圣灵给你一个重生的一个生命，才能够进入神的国度。
So once we're born again, it's not over. We're not done here.
所以说重生之后并不就结束了，变成一个终止符，没有，还有继续往下做的工作。
That portfolio package isn't going to cut it when we go and live tomorrow.
这个刚才讲的，这是整个包装这个好的基督徒的东西，不是因为重生之后这个包装就好了，没有，还有继续，还有往前要做的功课。
So the tapestry of this message comes when we now look at Matthew 25, that gives us a very clear picture, again, of the two types of people that there are on this planet.
这时候继续讲到就是马太福音第25章，讲的这世界上有两种不同的人。
The two types of people are, according to Christ, the sheep and the goats.
根据耶稣基督的世界上有两种人，第一种人是绵羊似的人，第二种是山羊似的人。
So what kind of animal is Jesus going to call us?
So, 当耶稣呼召我们的时候，是应该呼召我们是什么样的动物呢？
He does a masterful job here in contrasting the two lineups.
他这时候是很好的，就把这个分开来了，两群分开来了。Talk
about separating people into teams.
他把人就分开两个团队。Well,
I tried to separate people into teams on Friday night, and they were crazy.
当你知道要把一群人分成两个团队的话，基本上是不容易搞定。And
even the youth know. That they were.
在场的年轻人都知道不容易。So
listen carefully. There's only going to be two teams later on.
所以说，即使我们礼拜五都有问题，但是你要知道，将来就只有两个 team，一个是 Team A，一个 Team B.
Who's on the starting lineup? Who's on the winning team? The sheep.
So 最后会得到会胜利的是这个绵羊这一个 team.
They're the ones that. Feed the hungry.
这是喂养饥饿的人.
They're the ones that give the thirsty something to drink.
这是让这个旅客有水喝的人.
They are the ones who invite strangers into their home.
这是让一个过度的陌生人进到家里，让他们给他们有住的.
They're the ones who clothe the needy.
这是让需要的人给他们有衣服的人.
They are the ones who tend the sick.
这是让能够照顾病的人.
And they're the ones who go and visit those that are in prison.
哎，是让这人能够去照顾这个监狱里面的人的这一群人.
The amazing thing, though, is that Jesus identifies himself with all of those people.
但是在这个章节中间，你可以看到耶稣基督自己承认，他就是那些需要人的当中的人。 他是饥饿的人，是口渴的人，他也是在监狱里面的人。
Maybe you might want to say, I don't like those people.
你会想说，我不要跟那些人在一起。
They're not pleasing to me.
他那个人对我，怎么讲，我不会很高兴去接待那些人。
I don't identify with them.
我跟那些人不会要平起平坐。
They're not in my group.
他跟我实在是不同样一群的群。
But Jesus calls himself hungry,
但是,
thirsty, a stranger, a needy person, the sick, and that person in prison. He calls himself one of them.
但是你要知道，在这章节里面，耶稣基督讲的是我就是饿的人，我就是口渴的人，我就是赤身肉体的人，我就是那个病的人，我就是在监狱里面被关起来的那个人。
But the sheep. Didn't even recognize that it was Jesus they were serving.
但是这个绵羊在侍奉他们的时候，他们不知道那些人就是耶稣基督。
How can that be?
怎么可能呢？
They loved God and they loved others so much that their response was instantaneous.
因为他们爱神爱到某个程度，他们的反应就是直接反应，连想说他是耶稣基督都不是，他没有时间想了。
The love that they had for the God and Jesus translated into love for people.
他们对神的爱就解释成他们对周遭人的一个爱。
They knew what to do, and they did something about it.
他们知道头脑里面知道要做什么，另外一些事情，他们手也真是去做了什么。
They didn't have to be reminded to love other people.
他不需要让人家去继续的去点醒说他必须要做什么。
And so the king, he's the king. The king Jesus told these people, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
所以这时候就讲了，这个神要回答说，我实在的告诉你们，你们所做的只是要做在我一个最小的弟兄上，就是做在我的身上。
The great King Jesus identifies with those that are hungry, sick, and in need.
所以说，耶稣基督自己跟这些饥饿的人、口渴的人、旅客的人、生病的人、坐在监狱的人，跟他们是同等一样的。
There's a saying that has really been sticking with me lately, that you can give without loving. I can give without loving, but I cannot love without giving.
这时候，心里我一直在反着的一件事情，就是说，你可以给人任何事情，但是你给的东西可以不需要有拉，不需要有爱。但是你如果说是真的是爱一个人的话，你就会给他们东西。
So again, the righteous in this account did these things of love without even realizing that it was Jesus as brother and sister that they were helping.
他们做的是正确义，正义的事情，根据神教导的事情。他做的事不是因为他们心里面有爱就做出来。
They're so in love with Jesus that they couldn't help but love others.
他因为爱耶稣到了某个程度，就没办法阻止他们去爱别人。They're
moved by the Spirit to go where they are needed.
他们被耶稣基督感动到需要的地方。They
obeyed out of love.
他因为爱去遵循神的旨意。So
the other lineup, goats.
所以另外一个团队就是所谓的山羊群。
Ever seen goats in a tree? This is amazing to me. It's a great illustration, actually.
Look at these guys. 第一次看到。
My mother always told me, don't ever have goats. They never obey.
所以说不要有山羊，因为山羊总是不听命的，甚至树上都能够跑。
You will always be chasing them.
你总是会去追他们的。So
what are they known for?
所以说山羊最有名的是什么？
Does it look like they've obeyed anything?
他大概什么话都不听的。They're
doing what they want to do, right?
他们是做他们想要做的事。And
so they're stuck up a tree, and they're going to need some help, aren't they?
他们就需要人家把他们带上来，带下来了。And
Jesus says that the goats actually are the people in this world that see the hungry and don't feed them.
耶稣基督讲这些山羊就是看到饿的人就是。
They see the thirsty and they don't give them anything to drink.
他看到饥渴的人，但是没有给他们喝的水。They
see the stranger, they don't invite them in.
他看到这个旅客，没有带他们进来坐。They
see the needy, they don't clothe them.
看到需要的人，没有给他们衣服。And
those that are sick and in prison, they would not even look after them.
那些有生病，甚至在监狱里面，他根本没有时间，没有。
Okay, I'd like to just say, you know, as a pastor, this is not one of the easiest parts of saying this, is that Jesus reminds us that he gives them a very harsh sentence, a verdict.
在这时候，耶稣基督在我在做这个牧师当中，这一个是对我来讲是非常很难出口的事情。神跟他们讲了这一个。
He tells these goats to depart from him.
他告诉他讲说，这些事情你们要离开我。这对这些山羊讲。They're
cursed.
说你们已经受到诅咒了。The
eternal fire that is prepared for the devil and his angels are to be where they are going for eternal punishment.
他们要进入永远的刑罚。
The king is the one who holds the keys to life, death, heaven and hell.
这个国王有生命的权柄，有这个地狱的权柄。
And what does he give to the sheep, the righteous sheep?
说神这个王给这个绵羊什么呢？
It's a blessing.
他们给他是一个祝福。
And an inheritance.
甚至有继承。
A kingdom to go into that has been prepared for us since the creation of the world.
他们能够进入到这个神的国度里面，在这个创世之前就已经预备了这个国度，神的国度。
It's going to be amazing. They are granted eternal life.
他们这一群绵羊就有永生的生命。
So the contrast again is based on one thing, and it's not on the belief portfolio. I can know what I know. Yes, we're saved by grace. I totally get that. I totally understand that. But does that not mean that we aren't to pass that grace and love on to other people?
所以说，这时候讲的这是不是我们信仰里面所谓的一个包装？我们怎么样做？根据头脑知识认为这就是个好人。我们只要信仰之后就得到永久的生命。但是这并不表示说我们有永久永远的生命就不能够去爱人。
The only difference between the sheep and the goats is what they did and did not do.
最重要的一个事情，并不是他们头脑的知识，在绵羊跟山羊中间最重要的分别是，他们做了什么事情。他们相信都是同样的事情，但是做的东西确实不一样。Okay,
I want to conclude with one other passage. It's from Matthew 7:24-27. That kind of ties some of this up.
最后要讲的是从马太福音第七章做来做今天的总结。It
says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
这时候讲说神讲说，如果说把这句话遵循了，就像一个聪明的人把自己的房子盖在磐石上。The
rain came down. The streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹摇晃那房子，房子却都不倒塌，因为建基在磐石上。But
everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
但是听到我这些话的人却不遵行的。
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and the winds and it fell with a great crash. Sorry.
这时候就雨淋、水冲、风吹摇动那房子，那房子就倒塌，并且倒塌得很厉害。This
parable is called the parable of the wise and the foolish man.
这一个预言讲的就是一个聪明跟愚蠢的一个预言。Again,
there's a great difference.
最重要的上面有这两群人有不同的最大的一个不同点在这里。This
is a great illustration.
这在上面投影片这边讲的是一个很好的一个图表。The
wise man built his house on the rock. Can you see it up there?
把房子建在石头上面，磐石上。
And the one built his house on the sand.
另外一个人在用沙子去建了一个房子。The
difference here is in words.
最大的区别就是在遵循的话语。Words
that get put into practice, and words that are not put into practice.
一个是有遵循做的一个话语，一个是话语没有去遵循去做。So
what are we here for?
所以我们在这里要做什么呢？
We are here to hear the words of our God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们在这里要做的是要去遵循神跟他儿子耶稣基督的话语。
We need to decide where we're going to build our house.
我们必须要决定我们要在什么地方盖我们的房子。And
how we're going to live our lives.
我们怎样去经营我们这一生。Are
we going to put them into practice or not into practice?
我们要决定要把神的话语把它运行呢，还是不运行。
The wise man still had the storms of life, but his house did not fall down.
这个聪明的人基本上生命还是有风暴啊，风暴，但是他房子不会倒塌。
The foolish man had the storms too, but his house in the scriptures fell with a crash.
但是在这个在这个图表上面讲，就风暴一来，这个盖在沙用沙子盖的房子就马上就倒塌了。
We tell this in Sunday school.
我们经常在讲这个，在我们的主日学经常讲这个故事。
To little children.
对小朋友这样子教导。
And to some, it might sound like a fairy tale, an Aesop's fable.And that it might just be for little kids.
我或许讲的话，可能就是可能只是一个伊索寓言，还是一个神话故事。
But remember, we're supposed to come as a little child.
你要知道，我们就是应到神之前，就像一个小朋友一样。
The words that God gives to us and reveals to us in His Scripture shows us His heart, and what He wants us to do could not be clearer.
这时候神跟我们讲的话也是经过圣经跟我们讲再不就是这样的清楚。
We have to put things into practice.
我们必须必要把这些事情放在例行当中。
And what's our focus after rebirth?
So, 当我们重生之后我们的重点在哪里呢
It's people.
重生之后就要把重点放在周围的人。
People, people, people.
就是人。
It's not things, it's not buildings, it's not possessions, it's not grand ideas or a lot of writings. No, God wants us to care about other people.
重生之后不再是需要的各种东西，房子自己拥有的东西，不再是用任何一个高尚的一个理论 idea， 但是就是需要人。
He tells us we have a holy purpose here on earth, that we are to glorify Him by doing His will.
神跟我们讲，我们在这个世上的一个目标就是去荣耀神，去遵循他的旨意。
So that we will enjoy Him forever.
所以我们永远永久的不停的去享受主耶稣基督。
So again, to be able to enjoy Him, we have to be born again.
能够欣赏享受耶稣基督，必须要能够重生。
We need to be sheep.
我们必须是。
And we need to be wise.
我们必须要做聪明的人。
And all of that is by putting His words into practice and caring about people.
这些事情就是把神的话语身体力行。
Will we serve other people rightly every time? No.
是不是我们经常在服侍其他人，每一次都会服侍的正确呢
？Will we be rewarded here？
我们是不是会得到奖赏呢？
No.
没有。
If we obey God's words and live for Him and others, will we avoid having storms in our lives？ No.
当我们在遵循神的话语，然后也遵循他这样去做的话，是不是我们生命中没有风暴呢？不会。
So we end up with the rewards of eternal life and being able to enter into the kingdom of God that actually starts here. And now by us obeying this, we bring the kingdom of God to other people.
我们的奖赏，最后的奖赏就是一个永恒的生命，能够进入神的国度，然后去跟其他周遭的人一起
We will be blessed.
我们会受到祝福。
And we'll have an inheritance waiting for us.
我们有一个继承一直在等我们。
And we'll have Jesus' help all along the way through His Holy Spirit.
我们会有耶稣基督在旁边帮助我们。
And He will tell us which way His wind is blowing for our lives.
他会跟我们讲这个风要吹上什么地方。
And we'll be able to see Jesus face to face and be like Him someday.
我们能够跟耶稣碰面。能够有一天就像耶稣基督一样。
So let it be known of us that, like 1 Peter 2:12 says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation.
就像在彼得前书第二章第十二节这样讲得非常的清楚，你们在教外人中应当品性端正，使那些人虽然诽谤你们是作恶的，但因为看到你们的好行为，就要在鉴察日子颂赞神。
Okay, I would like to pray and finish. Okay, thank you.